and drone attack by Iran over the weekend. It was in retaliation for the bombing of an embassy in Syria. Labour Party Chair Annalise Dodds is joining the calls for calm.
It's really important now that there are cool heads that prevail, that we don't see a further escalation, because frankly, for the people of that region who are in so much fear at the moment of further escalation, we need to make sure the international community is thinking above all about them.
A Muslim student has lost a High Court challenge against a ban on prayer rituals at her school in London. The pupil at Michaela Community School in Brent described the policy as discriminatory. But Mr. Justice Linden rejected her claims, saying she knew the school was secular before she went. Our correspondent Shaman Freeman-Powell says it's come under scrutiny.
It's been dubbed as Britain's strictest school for a reason. It has silent corridors and constant supervision. But it was last year that the head teacher of the school suggested that some pupils were encouraging others to abide to religious practices.
MPs will debate legislation today designed to give England some of the strictest smoking laws in the world. The bill would mean anyone aged 15 or under now would never be able to legally buy cigarettes. The Prince of Wales will return to royal duties this week following the announcement of Kate's cancer diagnosis. William will carry out his first public engagements on Thursday. Average petrol prices have gone up by nearly 8p a litre so far this year. The typical amount we're paying is at a five-month high. And Elon Musk says there could be a small fee to interact with posts on X. He claims charging new users to like and reply to tweets is the only way to stop fake accounts. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
It's Phoenix FM.
Well, I have a free account on Twitter. I've had a Twitter account for 13, I think about 13 years it is now. It might be a bit more than that. And I don't pay for it. I can't afford to do that. I mean, without, you know, I've got storage I have to pay for on the, like, the cloud and all that sort of stuff and your phone. And I can't afford to do that as well. I just can't. And I do like Twitter because I don't reply to many things, actually, because I read quite a lot. So maybe it won't affect me, but I certainly wouldn't want to be paying to reply to anything. Why am I going to the news? Just come out the news.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather. 12 degrees, light rain showers and a moderate breeze. Now, it's saying there's about a 50% chance of rain between 1 and 2, and then that will sort of die off possibly for the rest of the afternoon. So you might get rain, you might not. It can't be fairer than that. 50% chance, take it or leave it, take your brolly out or don't, but it will go down to about 3 degrees overnight. For the rest of the week, the temperatures are still not coming up to what they were at the weekend. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is 11 degrees, light rain showers and a moderate breeze, and there's about a 30% chance of rain tomorrow, and then by about 5 or 6 o'clock it's about 60%.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I just saw that Keanu Reeves, who's one of my favourite actors, is trending on Twitter. You know when you go, oh, somebody's trending on Twitter, what's happened? What's this? My grandmother had a crush on Keanu Reeves because he reminded her of my grandfather when he was young. She saw all of his stuff from Bill and Ted to The Matrix. She had a stroke in her early 70s and was pretty much housebound for the last 10 years of her life. So she liked watching movies was her main hobby, and she almost became like friends to her because she so rarely got to go out on her own. Not long after The Matrix came out, my uncle was in LA for a business and he was eating at a really swanky restaurant when Keanu Reeves came in with a woman. When he finished his meal, my uncle came up to the table and said, I don't normally do this. I just wanted you to know that my 80-year-old mother loves you and has seen all your movies. You remind her of my dad. He said Keanu asked if I had a cell phone on him, and when he confirmed that he did, he said, give her a call, I want to talk to her. He spoke to my grandmother for several minutes and absolutely made her year. She was so isolated, and this genuine kindness to her and interest in her showed what a truly amazing man he is. Oh, everybody's got lovely stories about Keanu Reeves. He's the guy on Matrix. Didn't he buy everybody Harley Davidsons, I think, at the end? Because he had, I think he had like shares or whatever in Matrix, because it wasn't the first film that, I don't know whether they expected it to be a massive hit or not, but it obviously wasn't. The franchise was huge. But he always just comes across as just an ordinary kind of guy, doesn't he? He doesn't court all the other things that you see quite a lot of the celebrities doing. Keanu Reeves has officially been cast as Shadow in Sonic 3. Oh, it's one of the characters. Yeah, I used to play Sonic. I didn't like Sonic very much. He's a millionaire. He still travels by the metro. He's always nice to everyone. He brought his mother to the Oscars a few years ago. Everybody seems to love him. There's some lovely posts about him online. That's nice. Is that a full-size model of Keanu Reeves? Yes, it is. He's going to be playing... I can't believe... I used to play... You know the Sonic games? I wasn't really keen. I was more Mario Kart and stuff like that. The platform games. I used to like those. It used to drive me mad. In fact, I was watching the other day, somebody put up like an old... one of the old sort of parts of the games with Mario. You've got to get the princess out of the castle. And it's the going down the tubes. And it's one of the early games. I've got all of them. And it's one of the very early ones, which is more... they're not the ones where you're running around. They're kind of just the flat screen. I can't remember what they call them now. You had to go... It went doing, 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 down the tube, and then you get eaten by something. And you used to spend hours just... The music would just sink into your head, which is a good thing. Talking about music sinking into your head, let this one sink into yours. This is called I Am Kaluga, and this is called Little Things.
It's the scent of the earth after warm summer rain. Colorful leaves as the seasons change. It's the view from the summit of a mountain peak. A resplendent sand peaks. It's the warmth of a heart when they feel the same. It's two souls in union as the queen explains. In the melding of minds there are harmonious waves. When the emotions run away, I swear I'll listen to what you need. I won't be weathered by the wind or the sea. Right by your side, listening to those little things we need. We stumble through this life feeling mostly the same. Confused and focused on material gain. Why can't we see the things we really need are free? Friends and family. These are the things that we take for granted. Yet life's so short, we should take advantage. Cherish every moment and always be strong. Cause in a blink, they'll be gone. I swear I'll listen to what you need. I won't be weathered by the wind or the sea. I won't be selfish. Right by your side, listening to those little things we need. I swear I'll you need.
We got three tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. Well, you can all in if you want to answer a couple of questions. Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called up and said it was a form of rock for. Let's see if it's that.
Give us a ring ding ding. It's a beautiful day.
Todd, this is Liquid, ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. I want those three Brand Van tickets, man. What do you think? Todd, you there?
Mighty thirsty,
right? I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. A two wrong fool, Julie, you are here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
But we did nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Again, blaring out the G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kind of groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right.
But we did nothing. Absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
With my mind on my money and my money on mine. Some men may have wanted to hurt us, and other men say we weren't worth the fuss. You can see them all bitching by the bar about the fine line between the rich and the poor. They might turn to me and say, what you think we got done, son? We found a conclusion.
of flames, a kitchen of fire. Ah. Tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. Fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the soul. Oh, no, no, no. Freedom is the road. Oh, no, no, no. Coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it. It's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets. Now you're caught up in a fog with the optic vision. Try to control you so they take the power. But we don't play that game, we're here to win power.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
I could be a doctor and I could be a nurse. I think I see the problem, it's only gonna get worse. I need night medication, just show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby, before your body burns. Let me work it out.
Cyrus, I like that. Wanna work it out? She must. Maybe she smokes. She's got quite a deep voice. Wanna work it out? Yeah. Oh yeah. I like that. I don't smoke. I just feel a bit croaky, and maybe because I've had some biscuits. I feel like I've been shouting this morning. I do apologise if I've been shouting, raising my voice. I don't know why I've been feeling like that today. I started off the show, didn't I, with a shout. But I do feel. Don't think I'm getting a cold. No, I'm not getting a cold. Can't think like that. Do you know what? I hate the... Do you know what? When I had that cold, was it early in the year or last year? I can't remember. And I was off for about 2 weeks. You remember? I think it might have been COVID, where it was like a flu type thing. It was horrible. And you suddenly all of a sudden you think, oh, I think I'm getting a bit of a cold. And then you think, I hope it's going to be cold. And sometimes it goes off within 48 hours. And then other times you just go, oh, no. And then you get the sweats and, you know, you get hot and cold and shivery and all. And then you sit there, don't you? When you've got this cold, you go, right, well, I suppose I got it from him. Oh, definitely. I know. Scott Ross was in here coughing. That's it. It's him. or you've been oh, you've been on the train or somewhere, and you go, yeah, it was that bloke. I literally walked past him, he coughed on me. You don't know where it gets. I find sometimes I'm quite lucky going into London on the train. I don't do that very often, but I always worry when I get on the train because you're in close proximity to people. And I, when I used to work in London and travel on the train quite a bit, I was always going down with colds. But then you're meant to build up your immune system, aren't you? That's the point of being near people who've got all these infections, or maybe you haven't given it to somebody else. I don't know. Do people still get mumps? Is that still a thing people get, or is it kind of been wiped out now? Mumps. Is it still relevant today? There we go. I like to have a look. Yes, mumps cases have decreased compared to the previous 6 years. That was, they're saying that in 2022. Is mumps still around in the UK? In England, there were 51 laboratory confirmed mumps infections from the period of January to March 2023, compared to 32 in October and December of 2022. I don't know, is mumps making a comeback? It fell more than 99% after the MMR vaccine was introduced. There we go. Am I likely to get mumps? No, I have mumps. I remember getting mumps. It's one of those diseases you didn't really want to get as a kid because it did make you feel pretty rotten. But I remember just sort of sitting there and I thought, oh, I don't feel very well. And then my one side, I didn't get it on both sides. I got one side and it just went. And it was just a weird childhood thing, wasn't it? Your face, you didn't want to get it as an adult, especially as a bloke, because it affects other areas. But your, I remember sitting there and going, blah, blah, blah. My one side of my face was huge. Yeah, you don't get that. And measles and things where you got all like rash and all kind of, you know, stuff like that. Or scarlet fever, whooping cough, all those sort of things. They all kind of disappeared, haven't they? Thank God for that. Anyway, lovely little chat about health again. I'm doing well today. Here is Meghan Trainor and T-Pain with Been Like This Before. This is the Squeaky Clean Mix.
Ooh-wee, she got that booty, that type of boom boom, that bass that I like. I said, who me? I keep it juicy. You better hold on for delight. Oh, cause she's cute and she's classy, thick, bold and sassy. She knows what she do and she moves. I know it's hard to imagine, but why you keep asking like all this came out of the blue? But I've been like this, I've been like this. Run your mouth, but I'm on your lips. Ain't nothing new, suit up. Cause I've been like this. I've been like this. Take your shots while I blow a kiss. Ain't nothing new, suit up. Cause I've been like.
Baby, I'ma do the, shake a little, make it jiggle. Put that thing in the middle for making it bizzle.
Spell my name if you don't like me.
Now the thing you do excites me. I'm gonna have to get a little bit spicy.
Oh, you do the most. Oh, darling, you must be obsessed with me. Like me.
But I've been like this. See, I've been like this. See, talk that smack right among your lips.
Something new, that sexy attitude.
moment or two. There ain't no angels here. I've found my mind and I've chosen you. There ain't no angels here on the dance floor. There ain't no angels here on the dance floor.
Only I could dance this quick.
I'm imagining that Scott Ross will come bounding into the studio to this one. But he's not. He's not come in yet. I saw him outside the car park. I see like a little shadow of him going past the window. And then he disappears off again. But he is in the studio. We're having a word with him, finding out what's coming up on his show. Now, the Brentwood Food Bank, they have been feeding lots of families in Brentwood. And over the Easter time, they fed 153 local people. Also, thank you very much for all the donations of the Easter eggs, because they brought a lot of joy to the clients with children. It doesn't stop the poverty and hunger, though, that so many are experiencing at the moment. And they're very fortunate to have your support out there. And thank you for all your support. They're looking for some items. If you're going shopping during the week and you want to pick up a couple of items, or maybe one item, it doesn't matter. Meatballs, tins of tuna, sardine soup, tinned custard. You've got tinned spaghetti, sugar bags of rice, biscuits, coffee. And then things like shampoo, shower gel, deodorant, toothpaste, sanitary towels, all those other things, They add up, don't they, with your weekly shop? You know, you could go out and maybe get a chicken and you're thinking, oh, I can make myself a chicken sandwich, maybe a chicken curry. That will last the family a couple of days, or maybe, you know, 5 days we can stretch it out. And then on top of that, you've got your cleaning products. You've got things like your washing up liquid and sanitary towels, everything like that, toothpaste, gel, they all add up, the amount of shopping. It isn't just about getting your food shopping. It's about getting all the other household goods. So if you're in the shops and you can afford to pick up something extra, then the Brentwood Food Bank would really, really appreciate it. And you can find out all the details where you can donate on all the W's, phoenixfm.com.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright?
Stage fright.
Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show.
TK Talent Show.
Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
you why. So he told it all, and in return he got a credit card and a Thunderbird and the maximum security, even after plastic surgery. So go on and squeal at the FBI. We can make a deal, make it worth your while.
There's a gentleman that's going round, turning the joint upside down. School pigeon, ha cha cha cha. He's an old ex-con that's been away. Now he's back, no one say. School pigeon, ha cha cha cha.
After all the talk, then they wired him, and he took a walk with his crooked friends, and they joked about the good old days, and he recorded it on a reel of tape. He caught the mug who did the forgery and the babe in charge of larceny. So the FBI, they rewarded him because they like a guy who will stab a friend.
Charring his way into the studio. Oh, what a link! What a link! Oh, that was good. I have to give myself a round of applause. Is the one and only Mr. Scott Ross, who wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't paying any attention.
No, I know, you don't listen to my show. Yeah, exactly. How are you today?
Nothing new there, eh? Nothing new there. But
what's your favourite bun?
My favourite bun?
Yeah.
I suppose a Belgian bun. Quite
I like those. They do. I bet you get yours from Marks & Spencer's, don't you?
I get them wherever I can get them.
I'm going out for a bun. Do you know what? The Belgian buns are nice, and they do have just that little bit of icing, but it's not too much.
Yeah.
I'm not keen on these cupcakes that have got really thick butter icing, because, number one, my gallbladder explodes when I try and eat them. So I'm not keen, but I can get away with a Belgian bun.
Right.
Mm.
Good stuff.
I think I'm going to have to search for the Belgian bun that's got the little cherry on it.
You like the one with the little cherry on the top?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're very good. Mm. Yeah, I also like donuts, but I'm always a bit wary of those. I bite into them, end up with jam all over my T-shirt.
Well, I'll tell you, there are other places to buy them, but the Marks & Spencer's donuts, I think they're called cronuts, so they're layered. They're not, and they don't have jam in them, but they don't taste stodgy. I remember once my mum, I've said this before, my mum said to me, oh, could I have one of my donuts? Because she used to like a donut. Mm. And again, mum, dad. And she went, can you put it in the microwave and just warm it? And I put it in there, and I think I left it in there for 30 seconds. And then I gave it to her, and she bit into it. She went, oh, in my mouth. I said, I'm sorry. She went, oh, the germ's burned all my mouth. I said, well, I didn't. You still told me to warm it up. Because it was still cold on the outside, but the inside was red hot. Nasty. Rob said he liked yum-yums. Exactly. Those donuts are a lot like yum-yums from Marks & Spencer's. I don't know if it's phyllo pastry, but they're very addictive. I have to be really careful because I'm getting a bit porky. A bit more porky than I was.
No, certainly not.
Well, you've got bad eyes. You can't even see me. Well, you can see me. I'm don't have one of your compliments. Thanks very much. Now, Scott Ross always does an amazing show, and he's about to tell you what's coming up on it right now.
Well, of course, being a Tuesday, that means Margaret Mills is coming in, and she's going to be talking all about Clarence House. But no, it's not the one, that one. It's actually in Thaxted, so it's completely different. And we're also going to be hearing about the guy that apparently has complained that people said that he was a lousy date, and he's taking them all to court. There you are. I wouldn't dare do that because I would have been bankrupted taking any people to court.
How many people did you go out with before Mrs. Ross? Quite a lot.
Not very many.
You played the game, didn't you?
No.
You saucy little mare. We didn't know that about you. Scott Ross, oh, she's not listening.
You're making it all
she,
up.
She finds out and comes in here, I'll be running away, I tell you. Don't want to get on the wrong side of Mrs. Ross.
There you are. And all that, of course, we've got 2 hours of great music as well, all coming up between 1 and 3, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Now, if you're out there, control yourself. Scott Ross will be along very shortly. Don't get too overexcited. What's that? Oh, my God. What's that noise? That wasn't me. We've got Bob with, and now we've got you with.
Yeah, well, there you are. What can you do?
I don't, what do you mean, what I'm going to do? Sounds like you're offering me out a fight. What are you going to do about it? That's like, he's in a right grumpy mood today. He came in, he's got the amp straight away. Never mind. I'm sure the show will be fantastic. He won't let you down out there.
Well, we'll try not.
Not like you've let me down.
I haven't let you down.
I know. Do you like it? Do you remember your parents and they used to say things like, you can't take that back, you know, now you've said it. And you go, they'd always have that one of those one-liners that would get you.
Yeah.
Or is it, I'm very disappointed in you? No! Nobody wants to hear that from their parents. Although mine weren't disappointed in me because I'm perfect. 12:49, we got some Liam Payne coming up in a while. He's got a brand new track called Teardrops, but I better do some traffic and some travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a quick look onto the roads for this last hour. Here we go. Now, it's very busy around Wilson's Corner, coming up the Doddinghurst Road onto Wilson's Corner and in all directions, so be aware. You've got a road closed due to emergency gas repairs on Sandpit Lane both ways between Weald Road and the A128 on the Ongar Road. Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. Temporary traffic lights on the A128 Brentwood Road both ways near Button Farm. And if you're heading up the A12 towards Chelmsford, the first turn off for Chelmsford is closed. Diversions are in operation. You have to go to Gallywood. That's because they're doing the road resurfacing work, and there might be some nighttime closures and a contraflow as well, so just be aware. If you're heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, which is the way I was just about to go, lane closed on the exit slip road, queuing traffic for 2 miles due to a stalled vehicle on the M25 clockwise at junction 30 of the A13 Lakeside, so it won't be travelling home that way. So avoid that if you can, otherwise you're going to get caught in that. Maybe try heading down the lanes.
Teardrops are falling down your face again, 'cause I don't know how to love you when I am broken too. Maybe your words make sense. I could be the problem. I'm so sorry. I know we can just be friends, but I don't know how we come down from this whole thing. Checking on my phone, trying to see what I did last night. Myself, 'cause I hate it when I make you cry.
Take off. cry.
You've got Scott Ross here with a fantastic show, 1, 2, 3. Plus, Joe Bailey's here with the Drive Time Show. And you've got Synth City and loads more coming up. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Stay tuned. Scott Ross is up next.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1, 2, 3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
dollars. She's my potential. Yeah, she's a promise in the year of election. My sister can let you go. Like a preacher stealing hearts at a traveling show. For love of money, 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 money.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.